I know, Mike, there's been a political spat at Stormont over this year's St. Patrick's celebrations in America, and you're unhappy, Mike, about the number of people that have been invited to Washington this year.
Yeah, and the cost, the value for money. I'm happy to talk about it, Stephen, but some of the questions I think can only be answered by the First Minister and the Deputy First Minister as to why and why now that they're deciding that rather what the norm of two people going on behalf of the committee, the First and Deputy First Minister, suddenly they want to send out invitations to five people without a business case, without any justification for the value for money. Again, but by way of background, when I joined Stormont after the last election, I was put on a committee, and very early on we had an invitation to go to look at something in Nantes in France. And I had two reservations. Why should all 11 members of the committee go when, for example, three or four would be from the same party? And secondly, what could be done that couldn't be done by video link on a laptop sitting in a committee room at Stormont? Now, in the end, I was moved off that committee, and I think they did go for one representative from each political party. So there was some move towards...
So how many do you think should go?
Well, the norm over the last number of years has been two people, the chair and the deputy chair. I haven't seen any argument that says that's a bad idea, that it's underrepresentative, or any case that says we should subject the taxpayer to the huge additional cost of sending an additional three people. Also, last night I was on the internet looking at flights, only one flight, a BA flight from Heathrow to Washington. Return flight in that week, around about £1,500, and it's gone up £100 overnight, and we still haven't had a decision from the other parties of whether they're going to take it or not. So the clock's ticking on the taxpayers' costs.
So you're chair of the OFM-DFM committee, and you've been invited. You're not going, is that right?
What I have said is I was content for two people to go, because that is the norm. If it goes to three, in other words, if Sinn Féin, the DUP or the SDLP members of the committee say we want to send a representative to represent our party, even though their ministers are going, I will withdraw. So if it goes to three, it will go back to two, because I will withdraw. Because I won't have the taxpayer paying £2,000 or £3,000 just for me to go when there's going to be another five, there's going to be a number of ministers, a lot of officials.
Because the reason the answer is...
And to do what, Steve?
Well, the reason it's five is presumably an invitation's been issued for each party to be represented.
From Martin McGuinness and Peter Robinson, but it wasn't that way last year, it wasn't that way the year before, or the year before, or the year before that. And I haven't been out as a politician, I've been out as a journalist, and I would question the value for money for sending so many people.
Alex Maskey?
Well, first of all, let me make it clear, we're not going from the committee, and I'm making that very clear. I was simply making the point yesterday to Meg Nesbitt that the OFM committee going there is essentially in Washington on this Patrick's Week is essentially a political engagement, and I made it very clear that Meg Nesbitt does not represent my community politically, and I don't have, I have absolutely no confidence in Meg Nesbitt going to represent me on a fair and impartial basis.
So why are you not going then?
Well, we're not going because we actually agree with the idea that there should be on these delegations. If you need to send people away places, then we're happy that the chair, the vice chair, and the senior clerk would go, because you do not need large delegations. And I was simply making a point, just to be quite truthful, and I said it, you'll check the record. I made it very clear, and I said it quite bluntly. I don't have the confidence of Mike Ness going to represent me and what it essentially is. Just let me finish off the question, Stephen. That this is essentially a political engagement. The First Deputy First Minister are going there representing Mick Sagoff, and I don't know if there's any other ministers. It was very interesting that Mike made a point yesterday that he and Donny Kennedy, as two members of the Ulster Unionist Party, agreed between themselves last year, that Donny would go last year and then Mike would go this year. Well, I'm making the point here very clearly. If Mike Nesbitt wants to go as an Ulster Unionist member, then he should pay for himself the way in which my party does every year. When our party sends our leaders or whatever to Washington on an annual basis to St. Patrick's Day, we pay for it. Then if Mike Nesbitt wants to go as an Ulster Unionist, fair play, but go and pay for it yourself.
So you're happy with...
Stephen...
Go ahead, Mike. Yeah.
Just on a point of accuracy, Alex is slightly wrong there. We didn't have that arrangement last year. We spoke this year.
The committee yesterday.
Let me just...
You made that clear.
You told
the committee yesterday, Mike, that you had the agreement between you and Donnelly.
Alex,
he would go.
If you wouldn't mind, Alex, the conversation I had with Danny was a few weeks ago, not last year. And we decided there's absolutely no justification for both him and for me to go.
So one of you are gone?
But one of you are going as a unionist member. You talked about as two members of the US, a unionist party. So what Danny Kennedy has to go as a minister. That has got nothing to do with you.
Okay.
As a chair of a committee.
Who is going? Is Danny Kennedy going, Mike?
Danny is definitely not going because he does not see the need as the Minister for Regional Development to make that trip. So he is not going.
Then you do not need to go as an US unionist member unless you want to pay for that yourself.
And I'm not proposing to go as an Ulster unionist member.
But you told the committee.
Well, let's let him finish. Hold on, Alex. Let's let him finish.
Make light of this because you're embarrassed about your protest on the 5th of November.
If two people
are going to go, it should be the chair and the deputy chair as it was last year, the year before, and the year before that. What I'm saying is, as a member of the Assembly, never mind a party political member, as a member of the Assembly, I will not burden the taxpayer with paying for 3 or 4 or 5 people. I will step away.
Well, Mike, go back and check your hands from yesterday. You said that you, as a member of the Ulster Unionist Party,
We will go back and check it.
Because Mike made it very clear that he and Danny Kennedy had an arrangement.
We will go back and check it, and if we can, we'll play it out on air.
All I'm saying is, if Mike wants to go as an Ulster Unionist Party member, then go and pay for it yourself. Don't expect the taxpayer to pay for it. And you don't be representing me. And then you're quite entitled to go anywhere you wish.
Well, I'm glad we got the clarification today that you're not going to send somebody up from the committee.
But Alex Maskey, just before you go this morning, can I just establish this? 1 second, Alex Maskey, can I establish this? So there's an Ulster Unionist, the chair. Chris Little is the vice chair. Why would Sinn Féin, if you don't trust these parties, why would Sinn Féin not want to have a representative there? Is it not important for the Sinn Féin electorate to be represented there?
Well, the issue was raised by another member of another political party about the parties being able to be represented. As far as I'm concerned, Martin McGuinness and Peter Robinson are the joint first ministers. They're going, they're quite capable, and I do have confidence in them representing all of the executive and therefore all of the Assembly.
And so Sinn Féin's paying for Martin McGuinness's flight?
I presume the executive's paying for Martin McGuinness and Peter Robinson's flight because they're going to represent the executive.
I'm not aware of the detail,
but I presume they are. They do represent the executive. They are the joint force ministers and they go to represent the executive. And I'm saying I have confidence in both of them to do that. What I'm saying to Meg is if he wants to go as an Ulster Union...
Confidence in Peter Robinson to represent the executive, do you? You've confidence in Peter Robinson?
He does, and his joint capacity with Martin McGuinness, then they do collectively represent the executive.
Will there not be important meetings at this? In order to represent Northern Ireland, will there not be important meetings at this? And to be fair, 5 members representing the whole of Northern Ireland, Mike Nesbitt, is that not? Of course the media can have a pop here. Of course others can, but five members.
Well, we don't need them.
Representing Northern Ireland at a key function.
Right, so Alex Maskey has no confidence in me, but he thinks he is me, because when you ask me a question, he has to answer it.
Okay, Mike Nesbitt.
Hold on, Alex. Mike Nesbitt.
Then I'll let you, Alex, then we're done. Mike Nesbitt. 5 members. Is it really that much?
Well, the flights are going to be, say, £1,500 per head, and that's only if they fly British Airways London to Washington. You've got the hotel. You've got your subsistence, you've got your travel. If you go with 2 people, you probably need 1 staffer from the Assembly. If you go with 5, you're definitely going to need 2, because that's the way they seem to do it. You could treble the cost. And for what reason? Nobody's come to me, Stephen, and said, look, there's going to be a Texas billionaire there on the 18th or 19th of the month, and we need everybody to smooch him and smooth him and make sure he chooses Northern Ireland over the Republic or China, whatever, for his investment. All we're hearing about is there are a couple of receptions. First Minister and Deputy First Minister, no difficulty with them going. There's a precedent for 2 people to represent the committee of the First and Deputy First Minister. Don't have a particular problem with that. I'll make a decision if I go with the Deputy Chair. I'll report back and I'll say whether I thought it was value for money. Recently, we took some members of the committee to Europe. I have some reservations about whether that was good value for money to the taxpayer.
Okay. Mike Nesbitt, thank you. Alex Maskey, thank you very much indeed. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Stephen. I am listening to 2 politicians arguing amongst themselves about whether or not one is paying, the other is paying, whether or not I represent unionism or whether or not I represent nationalism. And the issue is that surely to God, our taxes are paying for their wages. wages. Our taxes want delivery of jobs. We have high fuel poverty. We have children in poverty. We have high underachievement in education. And I went out there with the Derry Donegal Northwest diaspora to promote links for the Northwest peripheral region back when that was happening about 3 or 4 years ago. I wasn't going out there to be representing nationalism. I wasn't going out there to be representing unionism. I was going out there to represent everyone and to get jobs for our region that we very much need. Now, why can these two politicians not be inclusive and stand up and represent everyone?
Well, the DUP have said in a statement that an invitation has been issued for each party to be represented. They've said it's important meetings, key opportunities to lobby on behalf of Northern Ireland. They say the province is in a unique position where very senior figures in DC open their doors to us on St. Patrick's Day. And they said it's an opportunity many other countries across the world would love to have. Mike Nesbitt said, five's too many, two will do the job.
Yes, and get out. Get the
Why am I shouting now? Just because this woman's shouting. You started shouting now. I've raised my voice.
Yes, get out. And if there's five invitations issued, get out and let's just see what you bring back. Because if we're paying for their wages, let us see what they come back in deliverables on the ground.
Do you think five's too many?
No, I don't think five's too many. Five represents each of the political parties in Northern Ireland. Get out, work for your wages and bring back the education links, the job links, the health links. Bring all of those back. I have been...
Why are you so angry?
I'm angry because I spent 10 long years with other voluntary members of the Into the West Railway Lobby Group campaigning for investment in our railway line to the northwest, to Derry, Londonderry. And we got it. We got it, and it's going to be opening again in the end of March. And this has all been on a voluntary basis. Now, these people are getting wages to deliver for the very things that we're doing on a voluntary basis. Get out there, bring the jobs back. If you've got an invitation, run and get it and take it.
Mary, stay there because Mark wants to speak to you. Good morning to you, Mark.
How you doing, Stephen?
You can speak to Mary. Say good morning to her.
How you doing, Mary? All right?
I'm doing very well, Mark. How are you this fine, frosty, cold morning?
Yeah, well, I'm glad you've calmed down a wee bit. I heard you're shooting. I'd just like to ask you, see when you were working for his father...
Hold on, Mary. Listen to the question. Listen to the question, Mary.
See the last 10 years and you're working for these voluntary organisations. Who paid your tickets to go to America and so forth?
I paid my own out of my own savings. I had issues, of course, in relation to my husband asking me, why the hell are you paying for all this out of our joint money? I went and I paid for it myself. I went out on different occasions. I promoted the Northwest region. I stood up in front of the Irish US Chamber of Commerce, in front of the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce. I got the Derry Donegal Diaspora, Drew Thompson.
Right, so there's your answer, Mark.
I take my hat off to her then, you know, that's fantastic, yes, that is great.
Here's Johnny next. Morning, Johnny.
Morning, Stephen.
What do you think?
I just think it's crazy to think that two of our head politicians are coming on the radio to argue about who's paying for a flight to America. Is that the sole issues that they have to worry about in Stormont at the minute?
Well, to be fair, I guess what they're saying is, look, it's taxpayers' money, so let's make sure it's well spent.
It's all right saying let's make sure it's well spent, but why are they coming on the radio and arguing about it?
Because well, we asked them to. What do you want us to? Let's not criticise them for coming on, because if they didn't come on, I'd be criticising them for not coming on.
That's fair enough, but surely to God, they should be thinking about who's got the best background knowledge to go to America to help us bring jobs and stuff into the country, not about who's got the biggest ego.
How many do you think should go?
I would say five's probably fair, but I can't see why Mike Nesbitt needs to go.
Really? He's the committee chairman.
Why not send somebody that's got 10 years experience in regional development? Mike Nesbitt's got 10 years experience in chatting on a TV screen.